when you go to the service station, they'll put gas in your car, and then they check your oil. They check your oil
and your water and your battery and your power steering now.
Yeah.
and also your transmission, automatic transmission fluid, all that goes into it now.
And if you want to put some oil in your car, you usually put what in there to pour the oil in?
Well,
so you wouldn't spill oil all the place you pour.
Well, now you got a, what do you call it? Just a little spout that you can just shove right down in the can, and you don't have to have a funnel. The funnel's just about going out as far as that's concerned.
A while ago we were talking, you mentioned the word gunny sack. What exactly is a gunny sack?
Well, it's this old they use it for feed sacks. So what do you call it? You can get the gunny sack material for window curtains.
Is that kind of like a croaker sack?
Yeah, same thing. And it's they call it gunny sack. Well, my wife had curtains like that. She went and bought them. She had bad with hay fever and stuff like that. And she went and bought them and said they to come and put them in the house and like to run us all out to hurt. Got her, and she finally found out them darn curtains, they were pretty the way they made them, and fixed them up. Boy, it run her wild. They get them out.
Now, if you go to the grocery store and you buy some fruit or something, what do they usually put that in at the grocery store? They put that in?
Well, they used to. They put it in paper bags, regular bags for it, but now they've got it in it's still a bag, but it's made out of what is it called, polyethylene or something like that.
Kind of plastic.
Yeah, plastic. That's right.
If it had been made out of cloth, would you still just call it a bag? Or?
Well, call them back a lot of times now. They used to. I reckon it's the same thing as the bag that's in there, right in there right now, the bag of potatoes in it. There was coarse woven sacks. They call them potato bags and onion bags and things like that. But I've heard it called.
Did you ever have an expression for, say, the amount of wood of a man was carrying wood, all the wood that he could carry like this?
Well, that's an arm load of wood.
An arm load?
All you can carry is an arm load.
Yes, sir. And, What would you usually call it? Say if your light burned out there, you'd have to replace what there?
The bulb. Yeah.
And when a woman is, say, she's done her wash and she's taken out to hang it on the clothesline, what would she usually take to wash in?
Well, we got they call them wicker baskets. Now, that's an old plastic-made basket. Carry them out to the clothesline, hang them up with clothespins on the line, keep them blowing off. Of course, my wife now, we got the clothesline out there, but she runs hers through the dryer.
Yes.
It's not like it used to be. I like the old way the best from living.
You know, something like a barrel, except smaller than nails, can't used to come in. What are they?
Well, nail kegs. That's a keg.
What do they call the things that go around the barrel of the keg?
Hook. Barrel hook.
And what about the things that go up and down? Like
stave. Barrel stave.